Hello, everyone. Welcome to a new segment of Longhorn Speaks. Today's topic is podcasts. Who is it good for? Absolutely everyone. First of all, according to Webster's Online Dictionary, a podcast is a digital audio file made available on the internet for downloading to a computer or mobile device, and are typically available as a series. So, many people ask, why create a podcast when you can just type out your essay? Well, since we are moving into the digital world where almost everyone has a mobile device at their fingertips, why not use it to express your thoughts and get a good grade? Sometimes, when we write out our responses to essay questions for our teachers, our message does not have the same effect as if we read it out loud. But teachers are so busy worrying about other things, they don't have the time during a class session to listen to all 25 students read out loud. And let's be honest, it is easier to read out loud to yourself than to read in front of our peers. And if you mess up, you can always redo it. So this is where podcasting in classrooms would come in handy. And teachers, how much easier would it be to just listen to your students, read their essays, and be able to pause when you need to, rather than carrying all those papers home to grade? Think of all the time you would save. You could also provide a rubric for us so we know exactly what you're looking for. Podcasting in the classroom can be beneficial for both students and teachers. So let's get podcasting. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Who is it good for? Absolutely everyone. Until next time, Longhorns. Goodbye.